First, joining me with the latest headlines is Sarah Martin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Annie. Let's start with the COVID-19 statistics. Unfortunately, we're narrowing our focus once more on Australia as this second wave is hitting hard on the East Coast, with Victoria reporting another unenviable record day of cases yesterday. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed 484 new cases there in the past 24 hours, along with data that nearly 90% of people there are failing to self-isolate when they become ill. New South Wales have reported 16 new cases, and there has been one in Tasmania, and there have now been 126 deaths attributed to the disease. South Australia is currently the only state without an active case. Testing is continuing apace, with 56,310 tests in the last 24 hours.
And worldwide?
Worldwide, there have been 14.8 million confirmed cases and 614,000 deaths. The USA is still topping the list of total and daily confirmed cases, but new hotspots in India and South Africa, Mexico and Colombia are key concerns to the World Health Organization, particularly as South Africa has extremely low levels of testing, so the expectation is that things are much worse there than are being reported.
And Australia isn't the only country experiencing a second wave of the disease.
Yes, unfortunately, there are a number of other countries in the same predicament. China reported a second wave outbreak before things started to change here. And in the last week, there have been reports of a spike of cases in Japan, Iran and Israel.
So come on, vaccine, which we'll be discussing later in the program. Now, Sarah, why is a Melbourne law student taking the Australian government to court?
23-year-old Katta O'Donnell is suing the federal government for failing to disclose the risk climate change poses to Australians' super and other safe investments, particularly those who are invested in sovereign bonds. O'Donnell says young Australians own bonds through their superannuation funds but have no information about the government's risk assessments. She is the lead litigant in a class action representing all investors in government bonds tradable on the Australian Security Exchange, and is not seeking damages, but instead a declaration that the government and two government officials have breached their duty.
And a Black Lives Matter protest planned for Sydney next week is going ahead despite opposition.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian are both calling for the protest to be shut down as COVID-19 cases continue to rise. But organiser Paul Silver, he's the nephew of David Dungay Jr., an Aboriginal man who died in custody in 2015, says the protest will definitely go ahead. Silver says protests can be run safely and with respect to social distancing, and he's questioned why it's being singled out while people can gather at football matches in shopping centres and hotels, suggesting those concerns are an effort to silence the protests.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Annie.